Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Morning Coffee Notes. I have no voice today, so of course, today's the perfect day to do an audio podcast, right? Hi, everybody. It's Uncle Boomba here. It's funny. I've never not been able to talk, and as you can hear, I can kind of talk right now as it is. And I wanted to do this because I haven't done a podcast in a while. And it's not because I don't think about doing it. I do. It's just like sometimes it's time to do a podcast and other times it's not. So anyway, luckily today is one of those days when it is time to do one, even though my voice doesn't work. Go figure. Anyway, you know what I wanted to talk about today is this idea of users and developers party together. This is a slogan that that Adam Curry has been using and on his Daily Source Code podcast. And, you know, Adam is both a user and a developer. And I'd say that, you know, he's like 85% user, 15% developer. And I think of myself also as both a user and a developer. And, you know, maybe it's flipped around. Maybe I'm 85% developer and 15% user, although I think that's different in 2004 than it was in previous years. I think I'm more of a user now than a developer. You know, I like to talk about developing, but I don't actually do a lot of it these days. Anyway, that's partially just because I'm getting older, and you know, two things seem to happen. One is you get interested in other things, and the other thing is that you know, it takes a certain kind of energy and concentration and focus, and honestly, you know, you have to kind of like abuse yourself to the program. I was talking with Dave Lubert last night. Dave's a very accomplished developer. He worked on Word at Microsoft for many years, and he his son was there. And it's funny, actually, I should have an aside. There were three guys named Dave and one kid named Gregory. Gregory's 23 years old. David Brown is 39. Dave Lubert and I are roughly the same age. I think Dave's like 51 or 52, and I'm 49. And we were three really, really tall men. I got to tell you, I was the shortest of the three, and that almost never happens. You know, Dave Lubert and I, Dave is probably an inch or two taller than I am. David Brown is an inch or two taller than Dave Lubert, and I think that puts him about 6'4". And then Gregory Lubert tops in at 6'6". I mean, this kid's enormous, but he's just a kid, you know. It's cool. He's got all that youthful energy and, you know, wants to prove to the world something, and his thinking is kind of linear and not very subtle. But, you know, that's what it takes to get a product done. You have to, like, have this, you know, blind sort of belief in yourself and no doubts, and just like truck forward even though you're doing everything wrong. You just keep doing it, right? And eventually, just by sheer force, if you have the power, you do get successful, and it's fun, you know, it's nice. Anyway, I would never want to take that away from anyone. But for me, it's not as much of a big deal as it used to be. I've kind of like, and then, you know, you relax a little bit about it, and success then comes easier. It's really funny how that works. But if you're not, like, pushing really hard all the time, you can, you know, it's like playing solitaire. You see more moves if you get up and take a walk every once in a while, you know, in business or in art or whatever, however you measure your success. You know, if you get up and walk around every once in a while, you'll see more of what's going on, and that's cool. So, anyway, boy, I'm popping the stack back. Developers and users partying together. Anyway, let's go back and maybe I'll remember. There was something in between there that I'm not remembering to go back to. But it's a very, very important idea, and I've lately been hearing that twisted around, you know, and it can't really be twisted around. Developers, of course, are the guys that are trying to twist it, and you know, you can't say, well, I'm a user here of this very technical thing, and therefore you have to party with me And what that translates to, actually, when they're saying that is, you have to do it the way I want you to do it, you know, even if I don't want to do it that way, even if I've got bigger fish to fry than, you know, I mean, I hate arguments about formats. I like to decide, okay, here's the format. Let's all, you know, see if this can work. And if there are any deal stoppers, let's try to figure them out. But let's not stop at the format and just argue about that forever, because it's totally boring. It's totally not what I'm interested in. I couldn't give a shit about the format. What I care about is the utility. And that's the party. There's the party for you. The party is when I create some beautiful, like, meal that is tasty, and it's got a first course and a second course and a third course and a dessert and a wine, and the music is playing, but it's not too loud, and you can have a nice conversation. You know, I create this, like, environment, and when people like it, that's when I feel like I'm happy. That's why I make software. That's what I'm into, you know. Now, where did the format come in that? I mean, what's the format anyway? I mean, we're not talking about, like, the format, like the layout of the room and the, you know, and what kind of music is playing and what is on the menu and stuff like that. That's important. I care about that kind of format a lot. What we're really talking about let's see. See if I can think of a metaphor. We've got a restaurant, and you can't do a restaurant without, okay, maybe the format is like whether you're on the third floor or the first floor of the building, and you know, and who's your landlord and stuff like that. Okay, now sure, if you get a bad landlord and you're on the wrong floor, the restaurant isn't going to work. So what you do is you sort of put up a little restaurant in the place where you think you're going to put the restaurant, and then you start doing it, okay? You like, open up a kitchen, and you start serving meals, and you see if people come. And if they don't come, then you got to figure something's wrong. And maybe it's not the location. Maybe it's the menu or whatever. You have to use your brain and start figuring it out. You don't sort of, like, jump to conclusions that, oh, it's the problem is the format. We need to fix the format. Because you know what? You'll flail around. It almost never really is. The format, if it works, it works, you know. I learned this, you know. The first time I ever came into this sort of format clash thing, I don't know if it was the first time, because I'm going to think of something later and I'm going to realize it wasn't the first time, but one of the most memorable times was with Apple and the IAC protocols for the Mac, the inter-application communication protocols for the Macintosh OS. And we had gone first, and they were, like, taking a long time to come out with their stuff. And I wanted to develop the software, so I came out with it. I put it up for comment. Nobody had any comments. We sold one copy of the toolkit to Claris, and I don't think they ever did anything with it. Well, they actually did, but it wasn't really even very nice what they did. I don't want to get into that. And then, you know, so we did all this development work on it, and then all of a sudden Apple ships their thing. And I remember sitting down with the manual, with it closed, and put it on my lap, and I took a deep breath, and I said, I'm really going to enjoy reading this, because here's a case where somebody else basically solved the same problem that I solved. And I'm going to look at another way to do the same thing. And when I actually opened it up and looked, I really did that, by the way. I really did stop to savor the moment, so like, and I'm glad I did, because once I opened it, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was so foreign. How they took something that was so simple and made it so, like, horribly complicated. And now we have a term for what that was. It's thanks to Joel Spolsky. He talks about architecture astronauts, and what they do is they generalize, and then they generalize, and then they generalize until you're left with absolutely nothing, and you have to, like, redo the whole thing every time you want to use it. This is also the problem with REST. Brent Simmons wrote a piece yesterday or the day before about XMLRPC, and he got it right, really got it right, of course, because Brent writes software, and, you know, that's, he values getting stuff working. You know, he's a developer and user partying together type guy, although he does seem to get into architecture astronaut. Nautics a little bit more these days, but you know, we all kind of, whatever, you have to discipline that, I think. Anyway, they had just gone off the deep end, and you know, okay, so you know what happened? We said, well, I think we have to support this, know, as much as I don't like what they've done, I have to actually make my stuff work with it, because I can't fight at this level. I have to fight at a much higher level. If I have to fight at all, I'm not going to fight over how the bits move over the wire, because that's just not what I do. I'm not, like, that's not what I actually do this stuff for. I do it for the applications that it enables. And that's why when I had been doing a format called Scripting News Format, and when Netscape started developing in the same area, I said, well, come on, Netscape, why don't you use what I've been doing, you know? Let's just build compatibly. What do you got to lose? And they, of course, didn't want to do that. And so then I was faced with the same decision later. I was like, okay, no-brainer, of course. I've got to support what they do, because, you know, I'm more interested in having forward motion, having momentum in this area than I am in winning this, like, battle over what does the actual thing look like on the wire. The thing is that Netscape, of course, had the chance to make everything unified by just using what I did, and then we would have a real strong standard. So I decided to swallow whatever pride I had, which at that point wasn't a whole lot. I was frustrated, and I was irritated that they had so ignored what I did. But you know what? Then once they acknowledged that I put some features into Scripting News Format, I made it brought fully up to parity with their format, and which was RSS 090. And I think they saw me do that, and they said, oh, this guy's serious, so why don't we just... And they did the same thing. They took everything that was in Scripting News Format and put it into a new format called RSS 091, which had everything they had, plus almost everything I had. And I decided, the hell with it. I don't care about the thing that they don't have. I'm just going to throw away Scripting News Format, and I'm going to put all my efforts behind the combined format, and so we don't have to have an argument about this. And it's just a really powerful, powerful place to be. And the reason why it's so powerful is because, as a developer, I stay focused on the users. And I honestly, you know, only care about what other developers think, insofar as we're all working to create great experiences for users. Now, a lot of people use that as a way of competing, and I think it's really silly. It's really awful when they do that. You know, in other words, they try to hold you back until they can get into the market, and they also try to make it so complicated that only they understand it. Especially big companies do that, and they fight you over the format, and the users pay because they don't get the cool tools. And, you know, the market pays. Eventually the big company pays too, because they need the growth that comes from new ideas, and they don't generate them themselves. So they really do need us to do that for them or with them. But the people at the companies don't quite get that. They just get jealous. They think we're going to make all the money, the small developers, and they get paid, you know, shit. They don't make any decent salary doing what they're doing. And they don't, you know, I always used to think, well, you know, at least you get a salary. I don't get one. You know, I don't get any benefits. You know, I mean, and when I make some money out of this thing, that's the miracle. It's not the usual thing. And so, you know, the grass is always greener. They think that we're cleaning up off of their hard work, which is a bunch of, you know, crap. It isn't what's happening. So anyway, every once in a while, you, as a developer, meet a user like Adam, who is just a delight. We used to meet actually with my outliners in the 80s. These guys with the bright eyes, really smart people who loved outliners. It was a real privilege to make software for them. And it was totally about, you know, hey, you know, check this new thing out. It was like being a vintner and being able to show off your stuff to, being a really good vintner and being able to show it off to people who really, really appreciated a good wine, you know, or be a restaurateur for people who were connoisseurs of the experience and eating in a fine restaurant. And also to be able to play with things like price and, you know, and go for the mass market, you know, why not? You know, so wouldn't it be fun to open a McDonald's too? If you, you know, I mean, maybe it would be fun to open a McDonald's where the food was nutritious, you know, where it wasn't going to kill you, you know, that would be something. There would be an art to doing that. But the image that comes to mind is, you know, a party, and there are developers and users there, and we're all buzzing about because we're like, if there's sex happening here, there's males and there's females, you know, babies get made, it's great. But developers partying with developers, my God, it never fucking happens. Developers are always whining at each other, kicking each other in the ass, you know, saying, you know, bad talking bad about this guy or that guy. And come on, it's so old. It's so, like, smelly, you know. It gets so ridiculous. And I don't care, you know. If you want to whine, if you want to say you hate what I do and all the rest of this shit, you know, you're not going to make any users happy by doing that. And you're not going to make any partying happen either. So, you know. Anyway, for the most part, I got to say, and, you know, how can you take me seriously when I talk like this? You know, I'm talking like, I don't know, some, you'd have to tell me, some old coot with laryngitis, with a, you know, I'm in a good mood, but, you know, I sound pitiful. So maybe you'll have some pity on me. Poor Dave Uncle Buck with his bad laryngitis. Anyway, so that's my message. It's December 1st, 2004, Morning Coffee Notes. I'm Dave Weiner, www.scripting.com. And if you want to subscribe, it's www.scripting.com/rss.xml. Everybody. Boing. And this one's for you, Adam. It's what, 16 minutes into it, and you could probably get yourself to Starbucks in the time it takes you to listen to this thing. Maybe less. Anyway, I just actually want to add that one note is that, boy, do we miss you, Adam, man. Get your fucking, you know, get your high-speed internet line so we can, like, do some of the, you know, we miss you, man. And boy, did that sound pathetic, hey? And here's a hat tip to my very good friends, Don and Drew, I just love both of them to pieces. I think they're the greatest people in the world. And, you know, I don't care even if she is bitchy. Even when she is bitchy, you know, she's still my favorite. Anyway, that's it. That's going to make a whole Don and Drew show right there, right? Anyway, guys and gals, look for new Morning Coffee Notes sometime pretty soon, and I'll see you later. Bye.